This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
What?
It's really a good song that applies so well.
That's great.
To such a wonderful television show.
Oh, God, yes.
This is the new theme for WWE Raw.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wrestling.
No, that's a Go Build a Mountain by Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, of Rat Pack fame.
Father of Sammy Davis Jr.
Right. Was there a Sammy Davis III?
I don't know.
Oh, it says here, yes, a half-son.
Oh, okay.
It goes by the name of Robert Gibson.
Oh, okay.
You can see it in the eyes, it says.
Yeah, okay.
But regardless, Righteous Gemstones, such a wonderful show on HBO.
Tremendous show.
To the point where I don't want to call him out by name, but a close friend of the show said, hey, is that just some kind of, like, great marketing you guys are doing for that? Like, did HBO come to you guys and say, hey, look, we want to advertise on your show, but we don't want to just do commercials. Just casually talk about it in the conversation. Boy, I wish. We'll take some HBO money.
Oh, yeah.
I've been
love some.
Big fan of theirs for years. Never mind the fact we stole it on Channel 2 through the VCR for many years.
But, it happens.
It's a great show. And it's the only show that brings the four of us together in conversation.
Yeah.
You know, the three of us, me and Nine and Fat Boy with wrestling, usually with a lot of chagrin and anger the morning after. We talk about that, and Paige laughs at us. Ha, ha, ha. You'll be loving it again in 2 months. And she's probably right.
So far, we haven't been with Monday Night Raw.
No.
It's in the blanker.
Yeah, Dynamite's awesome. It's really good.
It is. It's on tonight.
So, The Righteous Gemstones, it's if you're a fan of Eastbound and Down, Danny McBride, Kenny Powers, I don't want to do the whole thing where it does sound like it's a commercial, but it's one thing that the four of us are into, and if there's that draw, it makes for good conversation.
I think we're all fans of Danny McBride, John Goodman, and Walton Goggins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
if nothing else.
And also, I can't remember the daughter's name on there.
Yeah, and Workaholics, too. We like him.
So Workaholics guy's great, too. Everybody's. And I don't want to say anything more because I don't want to spoil it because there's some great cameos. And also, I don't know if I saw it yet this week.
No, I watched it. I had to watch it yesterday.
Okay.
Check it out.
Next one's the season finale.
Oh, no. Not already?
So, Paige, you know how we have the group text between freaking me and Nine and Fat Boy, and it's usually just very graphic photos and memes and things like that, or, you know, whatever. There was no group text yesterday afternoon.
None.
Very strange.
I sent one last night.
There was no response, anything.
Yeah. Oh, I sent one last night, but it was a picture of Danny McBride.
Paige, yesterday in the office, it was really weird. That's the best thing. You were in here rocking everyone and free-forming at lunch, but I said at one point, just kind of an icebreaker kind of thing, like, oh, I feel, or, no, I said, are y'all going to get a divorce? Talking to Nine and Fat Boy. I'll let y'all take it from that point of view if you'd like.
I just did.
What do you mean you just did?
I just got one of those.
Oh, I see. Oh, it's official.
No, the
my live reacher then.
I was hot because, and it wasn't about like if he'd just like been coming in and goofing around and accidentally let something slip, I wouldn't have been too hot about it. I mean, blank, you know, maybe to that extent. But the reason I was hot about it is because it was like this 20-minute tease and dance all around it, and then the line from the show slips out.
Okay,
which was one of the funniest lines in the episode.
Here's the thing. So the show, it comes on Sunday nights live at
10:30?
Is it 10? Oh, is it? No wonder.
10. 10.
I've only watched it live one time, and that's because we were on vacation.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm usually in bed, and usually most of us are.
Yeah.
So yesterday, we were off Monday, so yesterday, Tuesday, I just assumed that most everyone on our show, Nine, Fat Boy, Paige, had watched it. Yeah. I knew Paige had seen it because the way she reacted. And then Fat Boy, I knew because I had asked him. He'd seen it. Nine says, I haven't seen it yet. I was like, oh, my God, really?
That was my plan for Tuesday. I was busy Monday. I didn't really make time for it Monday. I was busy.
Right. Yes. Signing papers and such.
And then Sunday night.
Coming a free bird flying off into the sky.
I had to go to bed, or at least I'd get up early.
Right. Did you have to wear a collared shirt?
Yeah, I have to, but I did.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, I realized that Nine was getting agitated, and because
I knew it was coming. I knew it was just a matter of time before something slipped out and all this teasing and dancing around it. I knew it was going to happen, and then it did.
And I did say something. I will be very honest and say that I did say something. And I could tell, like I said, I could tell that Nine was getting agitated. And then Fat Boy said, and Fat Boy we'd been jaw jacking back and forth. And you have to remember, I sat on one side of the room, Fat Boy on the other side of the room, Nine in the middle.
Yeah.
So Nine is like the net. In the tennis match.
Yep.
So we're sitting there, you know.
The volley.
Yeah. So, Nine, or even Fat Boy. I mean, what was that situation? If you would, because I truly thought that we were going to be off again today.
No.
By some kind of administration type of request.
Yeah, again, man, I wouldn't have been so hot about it if it just slipped out, but it was like this 20-minute buildup before the line from the show slipped out.
I'm sitting here biting my fingernails now listening to this.
It's outside of wrestling, it's the only TV series I watch currently. I'm not watching any other ones. It's the only one.
Yeah.
I just don't like many of them, but I love that one.
Oh, YouTube doesn't have any good originals.
That's true. That's true.
But you know how to take things apart now and all that stuff.
I'm great at that. I tie it like nothing.
Yeah.
I thought about it all day.
Did you really?
I've never left here more shook about anything that's ever happened.
And see, for that, I'm sorry, because it was on my mind all day, too.
Oh, man.
It was, man.
It was to the point where I thought about texting you, Fat Boy, and saying, man, you know, are you good? I don't want to walk back into a situation. And then there was no group texting yesterday. You were so shook.
It wasn't even the words. You know, the words are words, whatever.
That's stuff we say all the time.
Yeah, I mean,
different tones.
Some of them you shouldn't.
It wasn't even that, but it looked like, you know, to a point where he was like, you know, going to come out of his chair. That's how mad he was.
I thought he did. I thought Nine stood up.
Yeah, I thought I stood up. I never stood up. I just sat in my chair. But yeah, it was, ordinarily I wouldn't be, you know, it happens from time to time. If it just slips out, it's one thing. But, man, it was like I was teased with it for 20 minutes. Then it happened anyway.
I was like, is it worth getting this mad over?
Well, no, but I mean, the 20 minutes of teasing just got me all amped up. You know, the thermometer was rising and rising and rising for 20 minutes, and then it happened anyway.
So I mean, what were you thinking about all afternoon, Fat Boy, about how to retaliate?
My sanity, or?
No, it was just the way it, I mean, I don't think we're going to do it justice talking about it, what happened.
My blood pressure, your blood pressure.
It just escalated real quick.
My blood pressures. I mean, in my mind, it had been building for that whole, like, 20 minutes or so.
And
it had been, like, teased around and then kind of talked about without saying anything about it, and then it still happened anyway. And then it's, come on. But I didn't do that.
Man, it was just so awkward. And I'm glad, like, everybody's good with it now. But, like, after the whole thing, like, Nine, I thought you stood up. But I also remember you were having real bad back spasms.
Yeah, I was having muscle spasms, too, man.
Muscle spasms.
I was having that stabbing in my foot, which I still get 4 years after my back surgery.
Yeah. And I know that, you kept routinely just standing up and stretching your back and stuff. So maybe that's what I was thinking about. But after the thing of you just went on this rage-filled thing on Fat Boy.
I ranted.
If Fat Boy just sat there for a minute. And just said, I forget what he said, and he just got his stuff, pushed his chair in, and just walked right out.
Oh, he gave it back to me a little more than you just let on, though.
Okay, well, tell me then.
No, I mean, he gave it back to me. I don't want to sound like I just stomped all over Fat Boy, because he gave it back to me. I mean, as a grown man should.
Well, I think, but that's what you said. Like, you didn't think it was that big of a deal, that it was just a TV show, and that it had been 48 hours. And I think something came up about, what are the rules then about talking about TV shows?
I mean, tell me if I'm.
I don't want to sit here and make it look like either one of you got.
No.
There was a back and forth.
Yeah.
But I mean,
definitely a back and forth.
You just kind of learn boundaries, you know. It sucks as how you learn it sometimes, but I mean, it is what it is. It happened.
Like, this has got to happen so often with people where they're at work or they're friends and you're watching the same show. Because that's what we do. It's like, what do you watch? I watch this. You have to watch this show. Yeah. You have to watch it.
And that's why I keep talking about, like, the 20-minute buildup. Because ordinarily, if it just slipped out in here talking about it, whatever, it would have been, blank. But it would have been all right. But the 20 minutes of buildup and then getting to it finally is like, that's just, you know. Like, come on, man.
I think that I will own that I think I started it because I made a reference
usually
during the show. Yes, that's not true.
I'm just messing with
you. 99% of the time. Just messing. There was a point in the show where I did make a reference to a particular scene that I won't even reference now in case those listening have not seen it.
I know.
Involving water.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the beginning of it, but only Fatboy and Paige got that, and I had not seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So in my mind, I was like, oh, God, you started it. But now to know Fatboy left here more shook than ever. And this is after our last contract negotiation.
I know.
So I can only imagine.
I left here shaking after that.
I never thought there would be a situation where, you know, we get physical. But I thought, you know, that there was a possibility that could have happened yesterday. I mean, it didn't, thank God.
No, I mean, you would have had a warning when I started taking my pants off.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, you just kind of used
to wear boots. It would have taken a minute.
Yeah.
You just kind of learn.
If that had happened, should I have A, broke you up, separated you, B, got a garden hose and sprayed you down like they do dogs, or C, went on Facebook Live?
I'm gonna say probably jump in there because he's Fatboy's a big strong dude.
I don't know if, like, you know, that's a good question right there. What do you do? How do you intervene? Do you jump in between people? Oof, I don't know if I could.
No, of course I. Yeah, of course I would.
Place
I
bats.
Mean, there's a taser nearby. I would tase one.
We
of
got
me.
That referee shirt in the office.
Yeah,
you have to change clothes real quick.
So we have a Rise Guys 24/7.
You should have got on the intercom and, you know.
Yeah.
Told everybody.
All right, come look.
There's a fight upstairs.
But it does, like, the way it goes against the whole thing of water cooler talk.
Yeah.
The morning after the big TV show or the big game, you come in talking. And football in sports.
Yeah. That
doesn't really apply.
That's where I'm different from other people because I don't watch it to talk to people about it. I just watch it because it entertains me. And I'm not saying it's bad to want to talk about it. Please don't take it like that because it isn't.
People can't see me rolling my eyes right now.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it's bad if you want to talk about it. It's just I'm not that way, so I'm different from other people.
Yeah.
I'm
like talking.
Weird
I like running my mouth. But I don't want to do it to impede upon others.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll text you first before I start talking about something to see how far along you are.
And ordinarily, I would have watched it probably that Monday.
Yeah.
I have been the last six or so. Watched them pretty early on.
Really good episode.
Yeah. But Fatboy, he slipped out one of the greatest lines about, you know, blank and blank. And then...
That was the one that put you over, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But then he also kind of set me up on it to some extent. I feel like I should thank him for this the next day. Inspired by yesterday's Truth and Consequences, Fatbo. His Fatboy said he thought it was one of the weaker episodes. Dude, I was dying laughing. Oh yeah, I was dying during the part where...
Don't say.
No, no. Where everybody's together.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The fellowship.
Yes. That was, that was one of the funniest things I've seen since Grandma's Boy with the Lara Croft scene.
P1 Astroloid, I guess it said, Astroloid, says, I don't watch this show and hate when you argue. What's next? God. I thought that was a fun little thing to talk about.
I know. Well, you know, maybe he wants some drag racing tickets so bad he can't stand it.
Well, then we'll do that. We'll do that then.
Just take it away.
Extend the olive branch.
Yeah, and while we have this natural animosity here, why not go with the obvious here? When we come back for tickets to ZMAX, what is the official name of the race this weekend?
I believe it's the hang on, there's a sponsor on it. I got to look real quick.
Yeah, I know. They pay for that. They should get it.
It's the NTK NHRA Carolina Nationals at ZMAX Dragway in Charlotte this Saturday, October 12th.
You just worked all the alphabet into that.
Yeah, every letter.
We're going to have tickets for that next. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. You get a pair of tickets to that. The natural competition right now would be Nine versus Fatboy.
It would.
Which means when we come back, Fatboy versus Paige.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. I'm always the last person picked in dodgeball. Always.
Well, no, not today. You picked early.
I'm going to try to do my best, honestly.
Well, you should.
Page, when you write enough. Your book, the title would be "Woe Is Me."
No, it's always going to be last pick, bad athlete.
Woe is me.
Can't pick sports, can't play games. That's my title.
Woe is Me by Charlotte Page.
Yes.
1-800-774-0093. We'll play for that next. What the Flick Horror Movie Edition.
Oh, gosh.
Get the Rise Guys on the radio.com app. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And don't miss a show with the Daily Podcast. Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 the planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:33. It is time to play our new favorite game, and seems to be that of the P1 families as well. WTF, it's time to play What? Oh, we got to do it in unison. You ready? We haven't done it in a week or two. It's time to play What the Flick? There we go. Wonderful. We should get a live studio audience in here, an intern. We have tickets for ZMAX this weekend, the NTK ZMAX race this weekend at the Charlotte ZMAX Extravaganza.
I mean the NTK NHRA Carolina Nationals at ZMAX Dragway.
Exactly what I said.
Yeah, that's the one.
We have a pair of tickets right now, 1-800-774-0093. We have Paige taking on Fat Boy today. What the Flick, Horror Movie Edition, because it's Halloween month,
yeah.
Right? It's October.
Oh, yeah, yes, it is. You are correct.
Let's give an example of how to play What the Flick. If you want to, I will play the role of the P1. You have the movie in mind.
Okay, let me think of a horror movie we didn't use for the game real quick.
A horror movie that you have to describe with five words or less without saying a word in the movie title.
Yes.
A character name or an actor or actress name in the movie.
Okay, I got one.
All right.
Let me make sure it isn't on the list.
The shorter the amount of words you use, the more points, of course, 1 through 5.
Yep. Okay, yep. Okay, it isn't on the list.
Okay.
Hotel.
Psycho.
Motel.
Yes, it's not Bates Hotel. Damn it.
All right, motel or hotel. Damn it, now I'm confused.
Holiday Inn.
Followed by snow.
Snow.
Hotel Snow.
Hotel Snow. Shining.
There you go.
There we go. Alley Bum. I'm an awful contestant, but thank God I'm not playing.
I figured you'd get it off hotel.
Yeah.
I did that one. Well, if you get it right on the first word, that's 5 points. If you get it right on the fifth word, that's 1 point. Obviously, the math works out in the middle.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre was a gas station, not a hotel or a motel.
Yeah, house, farmhouse, gas station.
That's right. All right. Judge Jimmy.
No.
Our intern, Caroline, is not here. She's off on other duties, which I suspect has something to do with my pigskin punishment because she got here today before I did, and I haven't seen her yet.
Yeah, maybe she's working on it. Maybe she's working on it.
Regardless.
Or maybe we lost our intern.
Nine, who would you like to see play first? Paige and contestant Derek or Fat Boy and contestant Chris?
I say ladies first.
All right. Fat Boy and Chris will go first.
Joke never.
Chris, good morning.
What's up?
Chris, you want to go see, you want to go to ZMAX this weekend, big drag strip race this weekend in Charlotte?
Yeah, man.
Drag strip race.
Well, I love drag race.
Yeah, well, after last week's show, I wanted to make sure I said race afterwards, and didn't want him to hang up. All right.
Hang on, I got to get a pen that works so I can keep
score.
Right.
Chris, are you familiar with horror movies? You've seen many of them?
I've seen quite a few, yeah.
Okay, all right. These lists are pretty much mainstream kind of horror movies, I believe. Of course, Fat Boy will say a word. If you get it on the first word, that's more points. You get it on the second word, less points, and you have to get it in 5 words or less. You understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's play What the Flick.
And it's not timed.
It's not timed. It's not.
First clue, paranormal.
Poltergeist.
Oh. That's fine. You can guess again. Second clue, daughters.
Paranormal daughters.
Third clue, haunting.
Johnny?
Nope.
That probably wouldn't happen right after that was the example we used.
Their clue was haunting.
Paranormal sisters.
Daughters. Haunting.
Paranormal daughters haunting.
Paranormal daughters haunting.
Farmhouse. Might skip it. Let's skip it. We'll go to the next.
All right, we'll go to the movie two, What the Flick.
Okay. First clue, evil. Second clue.
Friday the 13th.
Second clue, son.
That's good.
Yeah.
Third clue, Satan.
Third clue, what?
Satan.
Say it a third time, he's going to appear. Wait a minute, he's already here.
No, don't say it again.
Evil, son, Satan. Fourth clue, 666.
That's not a word. It is.
Shouldn't be.
Fifth clue, murder.
Oh.
Jason?
All right, we have to go on to movie three.
Somehow
on Elm Street.
It wasn't Friday the 13th after the first clue, but it might have been after the fifth clue.
Oh, just Jason. Is it Michael?
Nightmare on Elm Street?
No, it's not.
Oh.
We're moving on to movie number three now.
First clue. Raincoat.
I'm done, man. This sucks.
First clue is raincoat. Second clue is hook.
Oh.
Raincoat and hook.
Third clue's Doc.
Candyman?
Raincoat and hook and Doc.
Fourth clue's 90s.
90s?
This one's for me. Fifth clue's horror.
Shit. All
right.
Yeah, I ain't watched no horror movies, man. My bad.
Do me a favor. Don't cuss anymore either. Or we're going to have to give you a DQ, and I don't mean Dairy Queen.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
That's a George Strait song.
The first clue on this one is popcorn. Second clue's moving. That was popcorn and moving.
Chris, popcorn, are you still playing the game along with us?
I can't even hear you.
Oh, crap.
Third clue is circus. Hello.
Popcorn, moving, circus.
You can guess it anytime. Fourth clue is tent.
Tent, circus tent, popcorn, moving, circus tent.
All right, let's go to the next one.
Movie five, What the Flick?
Horse. Decapitated.
Cannonball. Horseman?
What? What's that? Ah, no. Cannonball. Horse. Decapitated. What's the name of the damn movie?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. Jeez,
God, that's the worst round anybody's ever played.
Has anybody ever got the goose egg before?
Oh.
Was that the first goose egg?
That was, man, so I many people it. Were like, why is this dude playing the game? He's never seen a horror movie outside of Jason and Freddy. All right, we got to move along.
Oh, yeah. Look, everybody got the fifth one. Yes. I mean, everybody got a few of those. Should we review Fat Boy's list now while it's still fresh?
I would, yes. Because okay. At this point, what does it matter?
No, a lot of people texting were guessing these accurately. They knew what was up. So what you got, Fat Bo?
The first one was The Conjuring.
Yeah.
That one was tough. That one was tough for me, to be honest, yes.
The second one was The Omen.
Had that.
Yeah.
The third was I Know What You Did Last Summer.
That one, dude, with fish hook and raincoat?
Yeah.
Fourth one was a personal favorite of mine and myself. Ooh. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
You'd be surprised how many people got that one on the text line, not your partner.
Popcorn. Leatherface?
Last one was Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
Sleepy Hollow.
Not Hill's Horseman.
All right. What was the scoreboard on that, Judge Jim?
That was a big fat zero.
Big fat zero. All right, let's move along and talk to Derek. What's up, Derek?
How we doing, guys?
Derek?
Come on, Derek.
Go ahead and find you a plus one, I think. All right, let's play What the Flick, Paige and Derek for ZMAX tickets, horror movie edition. Paige?
Did I have my list? Did you? In order?
What? Yes.
Will you give it to me again?
Check your email. It was sent to you at 7:26.
Well, right. I said I got no clue. I had good clue.
I thought she's over there working on it.
When were you going to say that you didn't
get it? No, I'll do it again. Sorry.
Okay, good clues.
We might, you know what, we may not be able to do damn headlines. We may not have to cancel the punishment today.
If we have to skip headlines, we'll make time for the punishment.
No, that's sponsored by Rocker Bells.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we have to get our sponsor. No punishment today. I'll be dad blind.
Derek's hoping to play.
All right, Paige, are you ready?
Sorry, it's locked up.
God almighty.
Oh, you're good. Take your time.
We don't have that much time. We're running late, Derek.
Turn your monitor toward her and let her see.
I'll write them down real quick.
I'm sorry.
Maybe that's what they do in football games when they do the timeout and they look at the coach and like, what's the play? You didn't email it.
Roll the fingers going
roll
through.
The fingers.
Give me the play.
Two fingers up, tongue. That whole thing.
That's like Green Bay here lately.
All right, Paige is getting her list. We may end up having to split this in half. I just hate to say it.
I'm saddled with the worst round ever because of that guy.
Well, who knows? Paige is getting this fresh right now.
it's the day of the week. She gets locked out of her email every day.
All right.
That's what happens, man.
All right. We're going to have to go fast. Derek, you understand how to play the game, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
So when she says one word, say the first thing that comes to mind, we roll through, and 1 point wins the game. So here we go.
Okay. Yep. All right. You ready? Let's do this.
Yes, ma'am. Let's do it.
All right. Clue number one, torture.
Next word.
Puzzle.
That was solid.
Yeah.
Mm.
You ready for number three?
That's so. All.
Bathroom.
What? Say again?
So.
He got it on the second word.
He did.
We have a winner. Whoa. And his name is Derek, and he's like an angel from above saving us. Thank you. Thank you. Guess what? You get Paige's email password so she doesn't get locked out again. No, congratulations. You get tickets to
the NTK NHRA Carolina Nationals at Z-Max Dragway this Saturday.
Congratulations, Derek.
Thank you, guys. Thank
yes, sir.
You know what you're doing.
Oh, wow.
Somebody text in, this is your punishment.
It was a punishment for all of us.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll get it all back together, back on track, the Rise Guys, with some headlines right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rock.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
Let's talk about sex, shall we? And if your sex life leaves much to be desired, your job may be to the blame for that. So, there's a study that
no was... No time for sex?
Oh, you may be on to something, perhaps.
Hmm. Or on something, what?
Oh, boy. All right.
Both.
Well, there was a study
get on something?
That asked 2,000 men and women about their sex lives, as well as their occupation. And the results revealed that one particular job or career, they had the most sex, with over 33% claiming to have sex at least once a day.
Once a day?
Yeah.
I would guess prostitutes.
All right.
Good guess.
So the top six jobs that report having the most sex are, beginning with number six, teachers, then lawyers.
Hey, folks.
People in advertising.
Well, then I think we roll into that.
Perhaps.
Category.
Well, here's the top three. Number three, hairdressers.
Oh, wow.
Number two, architects. And the folks that say they have more sex than any other people in any other job, the number one answer, farmers.
Yeah, really?
God, they need something. Good job.
I mean, come on.
You know what? The man's taking away your land and taxed the hell out of you. And
continues to screw you over harder and harder.
Screwed you over, and now they do life insurance in your name.
Yeah.
Car insurance and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I thought teachers would be higher. We've had teachers tell us.
Where's nurses, man?
Dude, yeah. I was going to say, where is food and Bev? Where is...
Bev.
I mean, God. Sin night. It's right there in front of you, y'all. Service industry, not my ass. So that's when they go and talk about spitting in your food and stuff.
What how night did... isn't sin night?
That's true.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's up to you, right?
Christmas.
Come to my house.
No, thank you.
All right. So according to these folks that were in the study, 67% of them say that their sex is, quote, incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible sex.
Yeah.
So the five jobs where the people are the best at having sex are?
Advertising.
Yes, people in advertising. Construction workers, architects, doctors, and the people that are best at having sex, once again, farmers.
I think we'd fall into broadcasting, not advertising, right?
Ah, boo.
Yeah, I think we'd have to.
We'll own it if we need to.
With the farmers, though, like, man, and I know two of them. I know two legitimate farmers. I mean, their day is just constantly going out and doing. Yeah. I don't think you could have a Kama Sutra.
Farmer's going to come show you.
Or a tantric. Which one is it where you last the longest? Tantric or Kama Sutra?
It's tantric, right?
Yeah, Tantric Sex. Was a book.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Tantric Sex. They can't do all that stuff.
Well, no, they don't have 13 hours to blank.
You know they're out in the cornfields.
Yeah, not messing with chickens.
That's where
anymore.
The original corn maze came from.
Yeah.
She would go hide naked from him, and he had to go find her, and he made a maze, and they're like, dude, we could charge for this.
They play Big Chief.
So also, flexibility of working hours in the environment would be key, because if you're a farmer, you could be working for yourself.
Want to have a threesome with a scarecrow tonight?
Yeah. Yeah,
under the moon in the cornfield.
Yeah. You ever dance with the devil? You ever dance with a farmer in a corn maze in the pale moon?
Yeah. Huh?
Never.
Good for farmers. Good for farmers.
Yay.
Yes.
And you know, they have to be in good shape, right? Because they're always working out there and the elements. Can't take a day off when you got a farm.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Both guys that I know freaking are in great shape. Man, I should have stuck with farming.
You should have.
You were going to be a farmer?
Well, my cousin's name is Benji Farmer, so it's in my bloodline.
Oh, I guess it is, right?
And he's a fireman, so what am I doing here?
He's got it all covered. Yeah. Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. Let me just say this. I said this to Fatboy a minute ago. I've been in this game for a minute.
The big conspiracy.
Game of radio.
By the way, who knew FarmersOnly.com was like the new adult friend finder?
Oh, I didn't think it was that popular.
Apparently, it's the kinky place to go, according to that.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway. I'm sorry. I just wanted to prolong Matt's agony for another 3 seconds.
Was Cal Tippin related to Aaron Tippin?
No, I hope not.
Your call's next. No. We have an intern, Caroline, named to be changed later. A lot of you met her at the meet and greet the other night at Mad World.
Yeah.
She was the one dancing with Groot or whoever that was.
Big thing.
I saw a text this morning. She was here at 5:30. She got here before most of us did. I've not seen her yet. And thus, that's the setup. Why would she? She's been here 2.5 hours?
Yeah, pretty
much. I haven't seen her yet. So, what is she waiting on some guests? Is she getting all the various camera shots ready?
Oh, boy.
From a pigskin punch? But I'm not a fool.
What if I haven't seen her yet? You don't know that I have.
Have you seen her yet?
I'm not answering that, but you don't know if I have or not.
All right. I get it next. Pigskin punishment. I tell you what. Dad, burn it.
This might change up your strategy.
Going to wreck Matt Mann from the inside out.
Oh, God. That was the quote first thing this morning that sent me off.
Yep.
This will destroy Matt Mann from the inside out. And I won't have to eat anything, he said.
Not unless you want to.
Well, crow every damn Monday morning. All right, we'll come back. My pigskin punishment run after this.
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10, right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.